So far as do-gooders go, they are supposed to be satisfied with the rewards of simply acting virtuously. What a happy outcome, then, for writer Jesse Kalischer to go on a do-gooder vacation and discover that he could have a pretty good time. Maybe it's all in where you go.
Okay, I admit it. I bought a station wagon that gets a paltry 20 miles to the gallon. I recycle, but not enough. There are no solar panels on my house. There's a disposal in our kitchen, and I use it. And I don't always turn the light switch off when I leave a room. My heart's in the right place, but my actions, well, there's room for improvement. I'd like to tell you that to make up for all of this, I volunteered to spend a selfless week collecting important data to help save the world's second largest coral reef. But that's not entirely true. I did spend a week collecting data, but there was nothing selfless about it. I say this because I did my time on a slice of paradise, a tiny atoll 35 miles off the coast of Belize, and because most of all, I had a great time. I arrived at the Belizean atoll named Terneff, courtesy of the Oceanic Society. Terneff, it turns out, is a magical place. For starters, there are no roads, no airport, no cruise ships, only a wooden pier where a few small boats tie up. Electricity comes from a generator, and only recently is delivered 24 hours a day. Iguanas bask in the sun, and at night we look for the two resident crocodiles, Jack and Jill. But what's really important about Terneff is underwater. There you'll find a living aquarium, a remarkable diversity of marine life, at the foundation of which is the second largest living coral reef in the world. And the Oceanic Society's goal is to keep that coral reef alive and well. Here's an interesting fact. Coral is actually an animal, not a plant, not a rock, as some might think, but an animal. And these animals, the coral, are dying at an alarming rate. And as the coral goes, so go the fish. Dr. Giacomo Bernardi, associate professor of marine biology at the University of California at Santa Cruz, was with us on Terneff. He told me that we are indeed at a critical juncture, that other reefs in the Caribbean are already disappearing, some even dead. If we don't act now, he said, our children will say, "What did you do when the reefs were dying?" I can tell you what the Oceanic Society's answer will be. It's using the research station on Terneff, staffed in part by paid volunteers like myself and my wife Helen, to develop a process for saving coral reefs around the world, a process that stands apart as it involves local fishermen, the local government, and the United Nations. Dr. Bernardi and his wife Nicole Crane, the marine biologist in charge of the program here, have their answer. Their life's work is all about saving marine life. As for me, I can tell you what my answer will be. I spent my vacation in this miraculous place, soaking in the sun, snorkeling in the crystal clear water, and while I was at it, I helped collect a bit of data. I'll tell you what, it beats the hell out of going back down the stairs to turn off the damn light switch.
Jesse Kalischer is a storyteller and photographer and day-to-day contributor.